talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, Friday, April the 14th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, and boy, we're already getting the strong opinions to Glenn Coble's appearance on the program today, and that's what it should be. A lot of people very positive and a lot of people feeling the other way. If anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would love to hear from you. And what a great show we had with Pastor Whitaker this morning. I enjoy our conversations. I think they come across really well. If you have anything to say about the interview with Glenn Coble or the show with Pastor Whitaker, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm trying to multitask here right now, which sometimes is easier than others. But the phone lines are open. Okay, let's move on to our next subject here. You know, I'm not going to bring up the comment that I got here about the show with Glenn, because, you know, some things are said in private. But very interesting. Strong opinions. Okay, our trivia question. We have four entrants from earlier on this morning. Oh, by the way, free laundry at Colonial Coin Laundromats tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you will get free detergent and free softener. Colonial Coin Laundromats tomorrow here in Marion, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Bell Fountain Avenue and on Main Street. Not too shabby there at all. And I'll be on the air tonight with the Friday night show. It's not Saturday night yet. Friday night show, 8:15 until 10 p.m. tonight, live on this station. Okay, back to trivia. We got Trish, Ted, Carrie, and John all in the competition here today. And the category is businesses that are or were on the east side of town. So this is a big category. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. 740-383-9944. Now, the answers we have gotten are the LK, Meyer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, and Little Caesars. Those are the answers that we have, but there are still about 20 more answers on the list here on WGH Talk. Does anybody know what those answers are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the winner today possibly could get a large pizza from Neighbor's Pizza, one topping pizza, or a $10 gift card to Del Taco, or a Del Taco beanie we have here at the station as well. Businesses on the east side of town that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. All right, go ahead, caller.
Anybody say Kohl's?
You know, nobody said Kohl's, and I don't have it on the list. No Kohl's.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know. No Kohl's on the list here. You know, I said it was such a big list of businesses that are or were on the east side of town. It's very hard to narrow it down. There's a rhyme. I'm Dr. Seuss all of a sudden. 740-383-9944. We are at the studio here today. Businesses past and present on the east side of town here in Marion. What are those businesses? As I say, so far we've got LK, Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, and Little Caesars are where we are so far. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town here in Marion. Oh, you here to pick up your lollipops?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I give it to people.
Yeah, there you go. Those are from, yeah, See's Candy in California.
Okay.
Everybody's been popular with those.
Okay.
Hey, well, yes, good to see you. Phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. Businesses on the east side of town, currently or in the past, that is the category. 740-383-9944. What are the answers that will be coming at us here? And you could win that Neighbor's Pizza today within the hour. You know, it's interesting. Had a long conversation with Glenn this morning about running for mayor, and it's nice that we can bring people on and have those type of conversations, because it's nice when everybody knows what's going on. I think the more people who know what's going on, the better off we're probably going to be on the whole. So that's the way it is at this particular juncture. All right, Trish, Ted, Carrie, and John in the competition here. And we've still got plenty of spots open. Still plenty of businesses here on the list. It could be any type of business. As long as it was on the east side of town, in the past or the present. LK, Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, Little Caesars, they are all on the list. What answers are we missing? And like I say, there are a plethora of answers that could show up on this list. Any business on the east side of town that existed. Now, the east side of town, of course, I think we would be considering Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, however you refer to it, but any business out that way on any of those roads, does anybody know what the answers are here? 24 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, April the 14th, 2023. How about that? 2023. Can you imagine? We're just rolling right along this year. Okay. Well, you know, we got somebody out there listening now who doesn't like the trivia. I wonder if she was listening earlier on when I gave the compliment of the day. You know, that was a real high point of the morning this morning. We did that in hour number one. We did our compliment of the day, and frankly, it was a brilliant compliment of the day. Now, I'm going to repeat it, because it's been many hours ago now that we did the compliment of the day. So here was the compliment this morning. This morning's compliment was, and again, this is directed at Abby, because these are all directed at her. I don't have the complete list here, because I think that's at the home office, so I don't have all the previous compliments. But I do have today's compliment in my head. Actually, I have it written down here somewhere. Today's compliment was, used to be able to turn her neck without injuring it. Now you're saying, what's that all about? Well, when I first logged on social media this morning, the first thing I saw was a post by her that she had turned her neck and apparently injured her neck just while turning it. Now understand, this is not like a sporty activity that she was involved in. She just turned her head and injured her neck. So the compliment here is used be able to turn her head without snapping her neck. That's what the compliment is today. So there you go. I think that's a very nice compliment on a Getaway Friday. Beautiful day out in the Marion area here. Go ahead, caller.
Rosa and Rocco.
What's, I didn't hear you.
Rosa and Rocco.
Oh, Rosa. Oh, you know, I used to do trivia at Rosa and Rocco's. Used to host that on Thursday nights.
So you put them on your list.
I should have. I did not. Well, what do you make of this compliment of the day?
Hold on. But can I just keep going back that one?
Just, you're as bad as that lady who used to call you to say, Oh, you know what? I got a call last night. I had a, when I came into the studio this morning, it said, call Opal. And I said, well,
I'll put,
so if this stays a little dry, we might have to call up Opal.
What about that?
Rex! Yes, Rex is on the list. By the way, since you, and you're on the list now of five to win this neighbor's pizza.
Oh, goody.
Well, don't, it's good pizza.
Okay, so you're questioning my genuineness?
It sound, and you're going to be definitely tuned in tonight, 8:15 to 10, right?
Absolutely.
All right, now here's the thing.
Hey, I haven't heard you talk about Andy. Is he going to be on there with you?
No, Angie won't be on. She's off kind of doing other things right now, but, you know, yeah. But okay. We're going to have fun tonight. Don't miss it. It's going to be big. Aren't all the shows around here big?
Yeah.
Boy, that sounded enthusiastic.
Did it sound that my voice sounded shaky?
It sounded a little... Oh, don't bring up the shaky again. We got in enough trouble this week with shaky.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't bring it up like 75 million times.
Hey, listen, I had to come back and clean that up.
It's terrible. You just had to keep going over and over.
Well, I had to come back up the next day and fix it because I thought we'd violated something in the world.
Uh-huh.
In any event, what do you think of today's compliment of the day?
I didn't hear it. What was it?
Let me see here. What am I saying? Oh, you didn't hear the compliment?
No.
Oh, okay. The compliment today is, used to be able to turn her neck without injuring herself.
Well, when you say used to be, that, like, implies that she can't no more, so what's wrong with her neck now?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I think she just turned her head and injured it. I don't really know. I don't think there
was
any...
I gotta think about this. I gotta get out here and do some work. But this may or may not be another one of your backhanded compliments.
Never a backhanded compliment. Never.
Never. Okay, Scott, I'll be tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't really see that as a backhanded compliment. I don't know. Used to be able to turn her neck without injuring herself. I don't know. I think that's very interesting, as they say. 740-383-9944. You know, there are some interesting things being typed online today. A lot of anger going around on this Friday. 740-383-9944. Businesses that were on the east side of town or are currently on the east side of town. All right, LK, Meyer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Rex, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, Little Caesars. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers? Boy, I hope somebody does. We want to send somebody home with a nice neighbor's pizza they can eat and listen to the show tonight, 8:15 until 10 o'clock. That's what we want. That's what the hope is today. All right, 740-383-9944. Okay, as we sit here and see what will go on, you know, this whole River Valley thing has got people a little up in arms, and you know, I said the other day that it was going to get people up in arms, a school district allowing staff members to carry firearms, that's bound to be a hot topic in a city. It's the only 22nd school district in Ohio to do this. So there you are. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Businesses on the east side of town, past and present. Now we got Rex. Took us a minute, but we finally got there. LK, Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Rex, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, Little Caesars. Okay. Those are the answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know a business? And again, these would be businesses more or less on Marion Mount Gilead Road, Route 95, that area of town, past and present, that were on that particular street in Marion. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody know the answers? Okay. Like I said when I started this morning, there were about 40 of these. Now, we've ended up knocking off about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 of them we've knocked off of the 40. So, we still have quite a few left to go here. Probably, well, about 24, really, if you do the math on it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Businesses on the east side of town, past and present. You know what's interesting? Every time we do an interview, and then we come back and try to do trivia, it's just a little difficult. I don't know why that happens. I think sometimes the interviews, people get very engrossed in the interview. Okay, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, apparently, somebody is going to watch The Young and the Restless. I have no idea. You know, do people still watch that? I cannot say that I have watched The Young and the Restless. I know it's on, but I can't say that I have ever watched that program in quite some time. I've seen a lot of news about it recently. Well, what is the news about Young and the Restless? Is this a big show going on right now? I don't know. Did something happen there? Are there any Young and the Restless watchers out there? 740-383-9944. All right. Well, you know, it's a beautiful day outside today, too. I tell you, we got a lot of things working against us here this afternoon on the program. But we're having a good time. We're having a positive time. All right. Businesses on the east side of town, past and present. There's a ton of them on here. And you know, this was completely free association this morning when I was going through this. I just wrote down the first 40 businesses that came to my mind. And it's interesting because a lot of them are no longer in business. So why old businesses would come to my mind, I really have no idea. But that's the way it goes. LK, Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Rex, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, Little Caesars. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. April 14th. My gosh. You know, April only has 30 days. We're halfway through the month. Trish, Ted, Carrie, John, and Sarah, all in the competition today to win the neighbor's pizza. And boy, we are trying to get some answers here today. You know, what? As I sit here and do this show, I keep thinking, man, it is nice outside. You know, when Glenn opened the door when he left, you could just see all that sun and daylight and beautiful weather. I mean, it is just great outside today. And I'm sure a lot of people are partaking in that. I wonder how the buses are out there doing today. I bet a lot of people are out getting a lot of stuff done. And again, we do want to mention as many times as we can that the Colonial Coin Laundromats are doing their coin ministry tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bellefontaine Avenue location, as well as the Main Street location. They'll provide the detergent and the softener, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Colonial Coin locations here in Marion. Can't go wrong there, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, if anybody has anything to say about the Glenn Coble interview, which went on for about 2 hours this morning, or the conversation with Pastor Whitaker, which happened this morning around 9 o'clock, please feel free to call in and talk about those as well. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okie doke. Let's see. You know, it's interesting. I was looking at the list here to kind of try and see what kind of businesses we had more of. As to say, was it restaurants? Was it department stores? Was it gas stations? What basically dominates this list? And at this particular point, really, there is no domination on this list. It's really a wide variety of answers. So really, at this point, it could be anything. I need to be out there enjoying the weather at this point, I think is what we've learned. But again, don't forget to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10. We'll have a lot of fun with the program tonight. We might even do some trivia on the show tonight. You never know. It's hard to tell. You never know what's going to come up on the program. All right. Let's see here. What did we talk about this morning? Well, you know, they tried to give me food this morning at McDonald's. I turned that down. I thought that was good of me. Still love that quote yesterday, the journalism quote that I saw in that movie where the older journalist is sitting with the younger journalist and the younger journalist says, "Why did you get into journalism?" And the older journalist says, "Curiosity." And the younger journalist says, "That's it." And the older journalist says, "That's everything." That is a great, great quote. You can't go wrong there. You know, we talked about so many things during the pastor's show. I really enjoyed that because that was a very good conversation on possibly how to get through tough things in your life. You know, everybody's going to encounter something difficult at some point in their life. Something is not going to work out the way that you want it to work out. And that's okay. You just got to know how to handle it. What is that old saying? You can't control what happens to you, but you can certainly control how you react to it. And I've always felt that that's true. You know, I don't know. We'll see as we go down the road here. 40 minutes past the hour. Is anybody else going to weigh in on our Family Feud Marion edition this morning? Possibly for a neighbor's pizza. Judy was in today, picked up her lollipops from See's Candy in Carson, California. So glad she was able to do that. The category again, businesses on the east side of town here in Marion, past and present. We got LK, Meyer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Rex, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, and Little Caesars. Those are the answers we have. Now, all things are encompassed. Department stores, restaurants. They could still be out there. They could be from years past. It really could be anything at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I have a book here that's kind of interesting. It's Marion County Memories. It's a very, very, very nice book. Bound. And there are so many people in here and so many things that we really do not think about that happened here in Marion County. You know, one of these things is the flood that happened in 1913. Now, I don't know that anybody listening now is going to be alive in 1913, but boy, my goodness, the damage that was done in certain areas. You know, there's a picture in here of a bridge demolished by the flood in 1913 from downtown Prospect, the views from downtown Prospect. It's something. And then there's a picture of a lady in here, Mrs. Ermal Blow, a teacher downtown during the flood of 1913. And it looks like she's got a raincoat on and one of those big rain hats. You know, nobody wears those big rain hats anymore. But Mrs. Ermal Blow apparently did. The West Center Street area between Blaine and Olney Avenues during the flood of 1913. A lot to do with that flood. Now, did anybody know that there was a strike over a levee in May of 1942? Now, some people might have been alive for this. Isn't that interesting? There are pictures in here of students striking over a levee failure. Now, students, not teachers, students. And then it says, students lead protest on West Church near Harding High in May of 1942, and students gathering at the courthouse in May of 1942. Now, this audience at this the courthouse here of these students, it is a massive, massive audience. Now, it doesn't really tell what they were striking over. Well, it's a levee, but I wonder what the levee was about back in 1942. Now, there is a section in this book about people of Marion. Now, here's an interesting person. Taxidermist Charles Bishop, with two of his grandchildren at 200 East Fairground Street in Marion in 1901. Now, I don't know who's at 200 East Fairground Street now, but apparently, at one point, that was occupied by a taxidermist. Taxidermist Charles Bishop. And then we have John and Caroline Holt Ruth, their wedding photo, October 16th, 1890. Well, I'm imagining both of them have went on to their reward. Now, here you go. Now, see, you don't have this anymore. Thomas J. and Mary Craner Moon with their 13 children in Meeker, in 1896. Oh, there comes the fire engines, police cars, something's going on. It sounds like both out there right now. Can you imagine 13 children? My goodness. Now, this is an unhappy looking picture here, and these people look unhappy in this picture. I wish I could show you the picture, but it's radio. We've got Major William LaRue and his wife Cynthia, in the mid-1800s, and they do not look like happy people. Let me tell you, they look like rather unhappy folk. Alfred and Charlotte Hoke and their family at their home in 1893. Interesting book, I guess, is the point of why I brought that up. What a fascinating book that is, and it's full of all kinds of interesting things that have happened here in Marion over the years. But I digress. Back to the program that we're on. 46 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Got about 14 minutes left before we wrap her up here for the day. Question on the table still remains. Businesses on the east side of town, past and present. Now again, we're qualifying businesses on the east side of town as businesses that are on or off Route 95 Marion Mount Gilead Road. That would be the east side of town. Telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, so far, we've got the LK restaurant, or LNK. I don't know how people say it, but it's either LK or LNK. Meijer, Walmart, Kroger, McDonald's, Perkins, Big Bear, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Plaza Bowling, Long John Silver's, White Castle, Rex, Red Lobster, Fashion Bug, and Little Caesars. Those are the answers we've got. Only 13 minutes left in the program for somebody to get in on this conversation. And we want you to get in on this conversation. See if you can come up with a business that was or is on the east side of town here in Marion. And we do want to mention again that there is going to be a laundry ministry, I believe that's what it's called, tomorrow, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Colonial Coin here in Marion. Main Street and Bell Fountain Avenue and detergent and softener will be provided. So don't miss out on that event tomorrow. Trish, Ted, Carrie, John and Sarah in the competition so far today. Is anybody else going to levy an answer as we slide on down this afternoon? T-minus 12 minutes left in the program here, and phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about any of these businesses, if you want to talk about anything going on in your life, if you want to talk about anything you've heard on this station this morning, we will be glad to talk about it here. I still don't believe that's a backhanded compliment, because if somebody tells you that they've hurt their neck, I don't think that if you say that they can't turn their neck anymore without hurting it, that this is necessarily a bad thing. I think you're more just calling attention to the obvious at that particular point. But I don't think it's negative. I don't think it's negative. I don't know. 49 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Alrighty. Well, I'll tell you, we've come up against it here today. It is, what is the temperature out right now? 74. 74 degrees and sunny skies. Does it get any better than that? My goodness. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Conways,
you know, no Conways on the list. Did you have a chance to think about the compliment?
It just seems goofy, like, number one, why can't she bend her neck anymore? Number two, how is that pertinent to anything?
Well, because she put it on social media this morning that she can't turn her neck anymore because she's older without hurting her neck. And I thought that's a nice thing to say, that there was a time in her life when she could turn her neck without hurting it.
Well, okay. It seems like a weird compliment, but if it works for you guys, wonderful.
I think so. You know, you work with what you have, don't you think?
Okay. So, no Conways?
No Conways on the list. They had good barbecue, though.
What about To Die For, Cupcakes?
No, and isn't that sad, because they were with us here for a long, long time.
Wow, yeah, I know. It seemed like every other week my mom was winning a cupcake on Charlie's show.
I'm glad to know we were supplying cupcakes. Is it nice? How nice is it out? I have not been out these doors since about 7:30 this morning.
Oh, It's somewhere between amazing and beautiful and fabulous and fantastic.
You know, I think that's the problem here. I think we were in an interview for three hours. We came back to this. It's beautiful outside. It's noon. It's the lunch hour. You're on lunch right now, aren't you?
No, when I switched routes, I switched lunch. I used to be 12:30 to 1:30. Now I am 11 to 12.
Hmm. Hey, do you have any more? I know Judy called me. Do you have any more information on Lee, how he's doing?
I haven't really got anything for you, no. And I'm kind of, like, hesitant to really say because I don't want him to be, like, you know, mad at me for telling his business. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I don't know if anybody's ever gotten mad at me for telling their business on
Don't be so sure of yourself, Scott.
Well, let me put it this way. If they got mad, I either didn't know about it or didn't care.
Well, I was going to say, you're like Teflon. It would just roll off you. You wouldn't care.
You know what's funny about the whole thing? When you ask me just a few... Do you have a minute here?
All but eight, as a matter of fact.
Okay, listen. The phones weren't exactly ringing off the hook, so this is actually good. When you asked me, you know, about Angie being on the show, and I gave that answer, all of a sudden I got kind of a weird message from somebody that, like, there was trouble or something. I don't know. People read stuff. Did I say something that was awful?
Well, the way I took it, you said she was busy doing other things, and I know she has kids, and as a mom... Like, I know, it doesn't matter, even if they're adults, which I know that, like, I don't think both her kids are adults, just one is out of the house, right?
Right, right.
So she still has a kid at home, and like I said, it doesn't even matter. All my kids are raised up and out the house, and I'm still getting pulled in 900 million directions, so... I don't know. I just took it as she was busy.
Well, as soon as I said that, all of a sudden I got an interesting message on Facebook from somebody who was insinuating things. And
I mean, I'm not trying to be a yes man and just tell you what you want to hear, but did you not say she was busy doing other things?
That's what I thought I said. I mean,
that's what I thought you said.
I mean,
now I hate to agree with you.
Well, I did not. You know what? I would never say anything negative about anybody who ever was on this station.
No, and I want to say something. Go ahead and put this down. Mark this on the calendar. I'm going to give you a compliment, Scott.
Oh boy! Hold on. Let me get the pen and paper.
I'm going to compliment you. But earlier, I got to listen to. I think pretty much all of what you said about how you handle your situations with your exes, like you try to keep everything friendly and, you know,
yes,
on, you know, even keeled. That is the way it should be, because I've had those relationships and then, like you said, you gotta duck down another aisle and, like, pretend that you don't see them and all, and that is just so, like, why do we do that? And that is so, I don't know what the word I want to use is, but it's just so not good.
Well, you know what, and I just want to say this again, if people weren't listening during that portion, because I think it is a bit of good advice. Not everything lasts forever, and I don't even necessarily know that it's somebody's fault every time that something doesn't work out, but... You know, I do make it a point not to say negative things, and I try to still have some kind of friendship with them. That way, when I run into them, which is probably going to happen, or their family, or I don't want to have a negative relationship with them or their family. There's no need for that. And to be honest with you, I am not an arguer. I know that's hard for people to believe. I do not argue. I don't yell. I don't scream. And people would tell you this who were around me. So there's never anything like that. There's never a dramatic moment that causes anything to go. And ultimately, I'm never really even sad about it because I've never gotten married. And the plus to that is it doesn't cost you anything to break up. And, you know, take the perks where you can get them. And the other thing is that I have had the luckiest life, and that sounds very Pollyanna-ish, but to be honest with you, if I had been hankered down in a relationship or married, I really don't think I could have had the life that I have had. That's my choice, and people make their choices in their own life, and I have been incredibly lucky, and I have been much more aware of that in the last year than maybe even before. So what's to be upset about?
Well, a wise person once said, different strokes for different folks.
That, and a wise person also once said, at a certain age, you can no longer turn your neck without injuring it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's well, showbiz.
Where do we go from there?
Now, this colonial coin thing, I got to ask. So you go in and they...
Well, let me go ahead and cut you off for about the 20th time today. Also, there's two food pantries going on tomorrow. Now, get this, folks. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, there is a drive-through food pantry at Victory Center Church of God on Fairground Street at 10 o'clock. And Logos Ministries at the end of Lee Street at 12 o'clock. They're both drive-through pantries. Bring your ID, give them to the people, and they throw the food in your car. And can't make it much easier than that.
Just have to
what were you saying, Scott?
Just have to give them a driver's license?
Yep. Just give them your license, they throw a box of food in your car, and you go on your merry little way.
Now, which place is, what was that again?
That's going to be Victory Center Church of God on Fairground Street at 10 o'clock at Logos Ministries at the end of Lee Street at 12 o'clock.
Now, this colonial coin thing, free laundry, tomorrow 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street. Now, so when you go in, they give you the detergent and they give you the softener and they pay for the wash and the dry.
Yeah, they do, like, coinless there, so the people that do the ministry already have, like, the funds on, like, a plastic card. And you literally just, they come over to you and they say, you load your machines and they say, are you ready? And you say, yep. And then if you have your own soap and softener, that's fine. If not, they provide it and you push whatever, hot, cold, whatever you want. And then they swipe the card. That's that.
Well, that sounds...
Making it real easy for you.
Well, it's nice that a lot of these things go on in the town. Well, what do you think of the new pastor's show? That it's more of just a conversational piece now.
Isn't that, I mean, I kind of always felt like that's what it was. I mean, it was always sort of just like, wasn't it sort of always kind of like that?
Well, I felt this morning we gave a lot, not just relationship advice, but a lot of very good advice on life. Now, not that we know everything, but...
Well, apparently I'm just like the most devout listener ever. I was in the break room eating my ramen noodles at lunchtime, and some girl, I had shut the door so not to bother anyone. I was listening to you guys. And some girl walks in, and she says, you and that podcast, I swear you've listened to that since I've known you.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you, the great thing, even though obviously right now it's a little bit of a downtime, again, I think because of interviews and the weather outside and the time of day, but boy, you know, this morning the calls were just coming in, and here's what I want to do. I want to thank the listeners, because we have had such great call volume and just picking up the entire time we've been doing this. I mean, what better could you ask for than that?
Exactly, and like you said, the cool thing about this station is if I like apple juice and you like orange juice, we could still be friends. I mean, everyone's opinion is valued. Everybody has a voice, and you don't screen your calls, and, you know, anybody that has something to say can say it.
Right, and by the way, before I part ways on this whole thing, is it not true what I said earlier on? I know it's not the most diplomatic thing to say, but when you're in a relationship with somebody and it ends, it obviously ends for a reason. There obviously is some unpleasantness. Now, when you see them with somebody else, don't you think to yourself, oh, it looks good now, but wait till you see what I eventually saw.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so basically, I don't need to see the same bad movie again.
No, you already saw it once. You know how it ends.
I know how that ends. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right, and that brings today's philosophical show to an end. Can you believe I got a bad message about that whole thing? My goodness gracious. All right, we're bringing this one in for a landing today, but I'll be back tonight, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Don't you dare miss that. For love nor money, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind